So let's review. The halacha is kol adam asel galayach b'moed. It's generally forbidden to take a haircut on chol moed, as the Gemara explains, k'dei shelo yichesu l'regel k'shehei menuvalin, so that they should not delay getting haircuts before Yom Tov, putting it off for chol moed, thus entering Yom Tov while unkempt. However, the Mishnah now lists several exceptions. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu megalchin b'moed. The following are permitted to take haircuts on chol moed. Habam medina sayom mebeis ha'shivya v'hayoytz mebeis ha'asurin. One who came from overseas, or is released from captivity or from prison, and one who was recently released from his chayrim, or nullified a vow not to cut his hair. In these cases, it's permitted to cut one's hair, as Rashi explains, because he was not able to cut his hair before Yom Tov. The Gemara rules, if someone was occupied with searching for a lost item, he's still forbidden to cut his hair on Chol Moed because his situation is not evident to onlookers. However, the Gemara inquires, Uman she'avdolei aveda, if a skilled worker who is visited by many customers on Erev Yom Tov lost something, it's sufficiently clear to everyone that he was unavoidably delayed from cutting his hair, and so may he do so on Chol Moed or not. Teiku, the Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. The Gemara cites the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, someone who arrives from overseas may not cut his hair in Chol Moed because he traveled voluntarily. And the Gemara explains, if his trip was for pleasure, everyone agrees he may not take a haircut. If he went to make a living, everyone agrees he may take a haircut. The machlekes is in a case when he traveled to earn more profits, whether this is considered a pressing need. The Gemara cites two versions of a ruling of Shmuel. One, katan anel b'moyed mutal galeach b'moyed. If a baby is born on Chol Moed with long hair that bothers it, is it permitted to cut his hair? Because ein l'cha beis ha'asurin gadol mizeh. There is no greater example of confinement than before birth. According to this version, the Gemara infers, b'moyed in meikar aloi. It's usually forbidden to cut the hair of a minor on Chol Moed. Two, katan mutal galeach b'moyed, loishan anel b'moyed, loishan anel meikar. It is permitted to cut a minor's hair on Chol Moed, whether it was born on Chol Moed or before. The Gemara now explores the halachas of various individuals on Chol Moed. 1. Avel, eina noeg avelusoi biregel. An Avel does not observe the laws of mourning on Yom Tov, because asei derabim dochi asei deyachid. The communal obligation of Simchas Yom Tov overrides the private obligation of mourning. 2. Menuda noeg niduya biregel. An excommunicated person must observe these halachas even on Chol Moed. 3. Mitzayra noyeg terasoi b'moed. A mitzayra does observe all of his restrictions on Chol Moed. The Gemara compares the halachas of Chol Moed and Avelus of mourning. Kol elu she'amur mutil galeach b'moed, mutil galeach b'mei evloi. All the individuals we mentioned who are permitted to cut their hair on Chol Moed are permitted to cut their hair when in mourning. Having mentioned Avil, Asur b'taspiris, a mourner is forbidden to cut his hair, the Gemara adds, Menudin u'mitzayra and Asurin b'taspiris. An excommunicated person and a mitzayra are also forbidden to cut their hair.